how things feel for you out there today.
Good to get out there. Practice against the defense. Phase two kind of gets monotonous. So it's good to start off and practice against the defense for sure.
Coach said that they're going to split the days 5 and 5 with you running as first team quarterback in Paxton. Does that make it easier so that way it's not a guessing game every day? Am I going to be running up one?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of normal to me. I think it was something like that last OTAs and last camp. So. You just make the most of your reps, right? You only get so many, and we don't have a whole lot of time to practice out here in the grand scheme of things. So whatever group you're with, you got to make the most of your reps.
How do you think Connor McGovern's coming along at center?
He's doing awesome. I mean, he's come, you know, and it's a new scheme too, which is impressive. He's come a long ways from last year. So it's good to have Connor up there, and, you know, knock on wood, Matt will be back, and he'll be all right, but it's good to see Connor growing and getting more reps with us. He's doing great.
Trevor, talking about quarterback competition, there's always a kind of fine line between being a great teammate and also trying to win out for the job. Do you feel more pressure from Paxton this year, trying to beat you out of that job, so to speak, in his second year?
I don't think so. I mean, we're both helping each other out. I think, like I've said before, we're kind of grown-ups about it, and we help each other out, and at the end of the day, the best guy for the Denver Broncos is going to play. So we're both giving our best shot, helping each other out, and I think it's helping us all out.
How do you feel physically? Are you 100% everything with the shoulder?
Yeah, I feel great.
How long have you been that? Been kind of that way?
I felt good for a while. It's just a matter of what I've been cleared for. Okay. So I couldn't tell you exactly when I got cleared to do everything, but I felt pretty good for a while here now.
What's the biggest difference scheme-wise from last year to this year?
I don't know. It's different all across the board. The run game, dropbacks, managing protections, it's totally different. We're all getting used to it, but I think a lot of guys are excited about what we're doing. And some guys have experience coming from a few years back, so that's always good too. It's at the end of the day, it's 11-on-11, right? There's a lot of carryover, but it's pretty different from what we were doing.
Obviously, it feels like you guys are being the gun a lot more. Do you like that as a quarterback?
I think any quarterback will tell you they like being in the gun, right? You're 5 yards back, you catch the ball, and can kind of see what's going on. I think there's certainly benefits from being under center, right? The run game, play pass, keepers, all those kinds of things. So selfishly, though, I mean, I think any quarterback you talk to will say they want to be in the gun. Tough to say. I think, you know, they've coached before together back when, I think it was Carolina. But obviously two really intelligent people, and they're helping us out a ton. So really fortunate to have those two guys. They're different, you know. Coach McCoy will tell you what he thinks, and he's pretty outspoken. Coach Musgrave, you know, a little dry, and, he'll tell you what he thinks too, but he might do it a little different way. But definitely lucky to have them both.
This offense is going to involve the tight ends quite a bit. What do you think of them so far, especially A.J. Derby, making some plays today?
Yeah, A.J.'s done a good job. I think he did a good job last year too, and excited for those guys. I know this scheme can feature the tight end and gives those guys plenty of opportunities to make plays and win on linebackers and safeties. So hopefully we have a couple of those guys step up. It's day one, but, you know, they've looked good all spring. So looking forward to seeing what those guys do.
How about the group in front of you? A lot of new faces up there. Emmanuel told me he hasn't seen an offensive lineman smile since they've been here. It's kind of a nasty group.
Yeah, they got a little edge to them. When we add Matt in there too, it'll be interesting. But it's a great group. I mean, so far, you know, they've been working together really well. Obviously, we haven't done much, but all through meetings and everything, really engaged, super focused. You know, I think at times maybe too much for right now, but. Good group. I like all those guys.
What do you think about the league changing the touchdown celebration rules?
Yeah, I might have to figure out something this year. No, it's not. I mean, it's not up my alley, so I don't think that'll be affecting me too much.
Emmanuel likes it. Says he doesn't have to worry about Coach Cuss yelling at him now through the celebration.
He's got plenty of time to figure some out, so I'm sure. There he is. He's got plenty of time to figure something out, so that'll be good to look forward to.
Thank you, back.
your health. But what do you think about C.J. Anderson? How good is it to see him back in there?
He looks good. You know, I want him to be out there, you know, every play, obviously, but he looks good. So I think he's coming along at his own pace. And, you know, as long as he's ready for camp in the season, that's the goal. So you don't want to push him too much. I have no idea what the plan is in that regard, but he's looked good, the things he's been doing.
Having a year where you were a starter in this league, when you come out to these OTAs, is it feel different to you? Do you feel like you carry yourself differently? You have a different mindset on what you want to accomplish now that you've played in as a starter for a year?
Well, I think it's a little different because we're learning a new scheme altogether, so that kind of changes things. But yeah, I think just a year in, I've you know, seen some more football. I've played, which I think helps. But I think the big thing right now, especially this time of year, is just learning the scheme. And you know, luckily in phase three, we get to put it to grass and get some live reps at it. So for me right now, that's the most important thing. But yeah, it's just another year. You know, hopefully I'm going to be better than I was last year, and I think I can be, so excited going forward.
Trevor, what does keep your feet mean? What do you think of all of Joseph's new slogans that are around the
village? This is an old shirt. This is dated. I don't know where. This is in my locker. I don't know. It was clean, so yeah, keep your feet, yeah.
Trevor, Joseph said that it's a 50-50 competition, but you took the first snaps. Do you think that was the Broncos' way of giving you the nod, at least on day one, to let you know that you've worked your butt off to get to where you are today?
I don't look at it like that. I mean, it's day one of OTAs at phase three, so we got a long ways to go. We split the reps up, and I'm sure we'll continue to do that, so not looking too much into that. You know, it was good to get out here regardless of what group you're with, one, twos, or threes, so we're just making the most of our reps.
Well, after a year and looking back, do you feel in some ways you've only scratched the surface? There's this kind of idea that, you know, well, what is Trevor's upside? It seems to me you would have only scratched your surface, right, if you only had played 13 games. Do you sense that? You've got to ask
No, he didn't. But I hope so. I mean, shoot, if I get worse this next year coming up, I probably won't be around very long. So, I think I got a chance to be better. I think, you know, I got some things I can build on, but there's things I didn't do very well last year, and I know that. So really excited to get better and improve, especially this time of year. But I think I got a ways to go, yeah. I think you can never be sharp enough mentally. You know, obviously it goes across the board, whatever you're doing, but especially in this scheme, I think there's a little bit more on the quarterback regarding protections and all that, and I want to be pretty good in situational football this year. I think that's, you know, as an offense, that's one of the areas we struggled in, and, you know, I was playing quarterback, so a lot of that falls on me, so I know I can get better there, we can get better there, so I'm excited to see kind of that growth for this group this year.
Okay, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.